North State Public Radio. I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, May 16th. Shasta County supervisors voted to increase their compensation by around $30,000 at their meeting on Tuesday. According to a press release from the county ahead of the vote, the board has not received a cost of living adjustment in over two decades. The increase brings their compensation up to around $84,000 a year, including a yearly transportation allowance of around $5,000. The county's clerk of the board confirmed supervisors voted 3-2 to approve the raise. The pay raise will go into effect July 14th. And the Chico Planning Commission will take up a new subdivision proposal and possible redevelopment of a commercial property at its meeting today. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Commissioners will consider the possible subdivision of a 20-acre property at the intersection of Highway 32 and Bruce Road. The undeveloped parcel would be divided into four sections to accommodate medium to high-density housing and light commercial with some provision for open space. The commission will also take up a proposal for possible redevelopment of the site where the Chico Nut Company is currently operating. It's a prime area on the Esplanade near East 10th Avenue. A representative from the company wouldn't provide details at this time. The commission meets in City Council chambers this evening at 6. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Counties, cities, tribes, and private developers will soon have funds to build more behavioral health treatment centers. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the release of more than $3 billion on Tuesday from funds voters narrowly approved under Proposition 1 in March. Prop 1 provides money to build thousands of housing units and to support programs to help unhoused people suffering from serious mental illness and those with addiction issues. According to the Associated Press, California needs more than 8,000 more behavioral health beds than it now has. And two bills advancing in the California legislature would redirect some state funding for homeless housing toward sober housing for unhoused people. Some experts worry the proposals could upend California's longstanding housing-first approach. CalMatter's Marisa Kendall explains.
What's really at stake here is California's strict adherence to the housing first principle, which basically means that people should be offered housing first and foremost, regardless of whether they are sober or what else they have going on in their life. So under that framework, California prohibits spending state housing dollars on programs that require residents to be sober or to participate in any sort of recovery or abstinence-based programs. And these bills are really challenging that and saying, you know, people who choose to be sober and want to be around other sober people to help with their recovery should have that option. So some activists worry that because we already have a shortage of beds available in the state, it really would not provide people a choice because there might not be a bed available at that moment in a more inclusive housing program.
That was CalMatter's Marisa Kendall. And in other news, the 50th anniversary of Red Bluff's car show will take place this weekend. The event is held by the Contemporary Historical Vehicle Association. The Red Bluff Daily News reports there will be 16 classes of cars represented from the 1930s to 1975. It's $20 to enter a vehicle, but otherwise the event is free and open to the public on Sunday at the Red Bluff River Park. And finally, have you checked recently to see if there are any recalls open for your vehicle? State and federal agencies are encouraging drivers to check the recall status of their vehicles and get them fixed. California still has 700,000 vehicles with defective airbags from the Takata recall, which was the largest automotive recall in history nearly a decade ago. This year, the DMV started including vehicle recall information on registration renewal notices for those with open recalls. It'll also start issuing notices later this month to the last known registered owners of vehicles with defective airbags that haven't been fixed. The notice will provide resources for scheduling a free repair and information on how to check for any open vehicle recalls. And those are your headlines for Thursday, May 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.